Makshirin chapter 3, Mishnah 1. Sakshu malei peirus unasana al gavanar. If the person had a sack full of produce, example says the karti seeds, which would absorb moisture, or alpi habor, and he put the sack on the bank of a river, or he put it on top of a cistern full of water, or al malos hamaara, or he put it on the steps of a mikveh, v'sha'avoy, or he put it in a cavern, all of these places where there was water. And what he wants is that kol sha'avu, any moisture that's absorbed into the produce, that's what he wants. That's why he put this produce where he left it, so that it would absorb water, it would swell up, it would appear more substantial, it would weigh more, and that's why I did it. So in all of these cases, is the Mishnah, the rule of Bechiyutan would apply to it, and it would be susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Kol shu keneged hamayim, whatever lies against the water, or the produce that was against the actual water, Bechiyutan, that would be susceptible to impurity. V'chol she'eino keneged hamayim, but any produce which is clear of the water, it will not be susceptible to impurity. Brings a card at the end. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda.